You're listening to the 49 Carats Podcast, a 49ers Goldmine production with Stephanie Sanchez.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of the 49 Carats Podcast. I am your host, Steph. We've had some time to think. We've had some time to process. I, for one, I think am in a much clearer state of mind than I was right when the game ended and when the game was happening. So I would just like to, you know, express some thoughts that I have here, and mostly because, you know, I'm seeing a lot of reactions about the game. I was seeing a lot of reactions during the game, immediately after, and I'm still seeing some now. And anytime a team loses, I mean, I think there's like this stage of grief that all fans kind of go through differently. And, you know, some people like to place blame on things that maybe don't necessarily have much blame in the matter. Or, you know, I think as humans, we just try to place our emotions somewhere, right? To make us feel a little better about the situation. So I think that's what people do. You know, I think I try to do that as well, albeit I do it differently than other people. So I just wanted to share some thoughts about, you know, what I feel, because, again, I'm seeing a lot of people placing blame on different things. And I just want to tell you where I'm at and why. So for one, I see a lot of people, or I've seen some people, blame Brock Purdy for what happened today. For one, it was the fact that he didn't return to the game after being hurt. I've seen some people question his toughness. I've seen people, you know, wonder, well, why didn't he go in? Well, Adam Schefter did have an update on Brock Purdy's injury. He injured his ulnar collateral ligament, which is, you know, part of your elbow thing. They were calling it an elbow injury during the game. He will undergo an MRI tomorrow, Monday. And Adam Schefter goes on to say, the hope is that it's not ruptured and it would require only a 6-week recovery. That is, if it's not ruptured. And tests on Monday should provide some clarity. If it is ruptured, of course, that adds a little bit of complication to this offseason, right? But that's a topic for another day. But as of right now, what we know is that Brock Purdy was dealing with a pretty serious injury to his elbow, his throwing elbow. And he even said, like, he wasn't even telling Kyle, like, I need to go back in the game, because he knew he could not do his job. He could not throw the football 5-10 yards. Like, you even saw, like, after he went back in the game, after Josh Johnson went out with his concussion, I mean, you saw Purdy barely have anything on the ball to get it out. So he was obviously limited. And so that is why Brock Purdy was not out there when some feel that he should have been. Of course, when the situation arose that Josh Johnson had to exit at that point, they kind of just had to go desperation mode. And, you know, Brock Purdy seemed like he was good enough to hand the ball off, maybe not throw, you know, very far, as we saw, but could maybe finish the game. But yeah, so I'm not placing any blame on Brock Purdy. I'm not going to sit here and question his toughness. This kid has been awesome. This kid has done more in his, what, 8 starts than I thought he would ever, ever, ever do, maybe in his career. So I just got to give credit to Brock Purdy. Unfortunate that that had to happen, because this was a big opportunity for him. It was a big test, and I would have really loved to see what he would have gotten to do with this opportunity. And I think the worst part about it, as fans, like, we will never know. We will never know what this game would have been like if Brock Purdy finished the game. We just don't know. And we got to live with that. Don't know. Right. And it seems like, you know, as of late with these 49ers playoff losses, it's kind of what always happens, right? There's this one moment or something defining that we're like, man, if that had just happened, like, who knows what would have happened? And so it sucks for the season to end this way, obviously. but I'm not placing the blame on Brock Purdy, all right? I'm also not blaming the defense. I'm not blaming the defense. You know, I get that there was a lot of penalties, and some of those were pretty costly, obviously costly penalties, and it was out of character for this defense. I feel like the frustration that just kind of boiled over. I mean, even on offense, you saw Trent Williams get mad there at the end. And that, again, is kind of out of character for Trent Williams, too. You never see guys on this team react that way. And it was just the frustration of the situation that they were in. We're frustrated watching it on the TV of knowing, or I should say of not knowing, what would be the outcome of this game, right? They're playing a game that you know, like, is not your best and is not going to be enough to win against Philly. So I think the frustration just boils over. So I'm not blaming the defense for the penalties or for unraveling. Again, I think the human nature in that regard just kind of took over. Some calls were a little ticky-tacky, you know, and it's not that I felt that they weren't all legit. Like, they did show the replay. I did feel like some of them were legit, right? So, but I do feel like some of those don't always get called, right? So, and they were against the 49ers. So I don't want to blame the refs either. So I just want to say that. Like, I'm not blaming Brock. I'm not blaming the defense. I'm not blaming the refs. I'm not blaming Josh Johnson. Not blaming Josh Johnson. He was a fourth quarterback on this team. And let's face it, Purdy, he set our expectations very high as to what an unassuming backup quarterback can potentially do on this team, okay? Let's just have the record show right there with Josh Johnson and what he did, or lack of what he did, show that what Purdy did was actually something. It was real. For all the people who say, well, he was just part of the system. Well, why couldn't Josh Johnson do the same thing then? Okay, Brock Purdy is, what he did was not something to overlook, and he deserved credit for what he did, Brock Purdy did. But Josh Johnson, obviously, wasn't going to cut it today. And, you know, let's also face the fact that the Eagles defense, they're good as hell. There's a reason that they were in the NFC Championship game with the 49ers. They're really freaking good. And they played a really good game. So I can't be mad at them. I can't be mad at Josh Johnson. He was handed a really tough draw, having to go in there against this defense, not expecting that you would go in there and try to win this game. Going into the game, we knew the 49ers had to be perfect or near perfect to win. Your starting quarterback goes out early in the game, and it's hard to maintain that. Like, yes, I understand it was a tied game at one point after the Christian McCaffrey touchdown. That was an amazing touchdown, by the way. It sucks that it had to happen in a loss, because I really feel like we should be talking about that touchdown a little bit more. It was incredible by Christian McCaffrey. But, you know, the defense was also playing some great ball early. They were doing a good job of keeping Hurts in the pocket. Like, I was actually really impressed how they were able to limit Jalen Hurts. They weren't giving him any rushing lanes, and they were defending well on the back end. Like, you saw how much time Hurts had to throw, and it wasn't because they weren't necessarily trying to go after him so much. It was the discipline that they were trying to keep the pocket tight. And also, they were covering well on the back end. So that's why Hurts held the ball for so long, because he couldn't find anyone open. And again, he didn't find any rushing lanes either, at least in the first going of the game. I thought the reaching catch by Devontae Smith in the Eagles' first drive was defended well. It was just a great catch, except it wasn't a catch. Except it was a catch on the field, because the 49ers did not challenge. And it was absolutely fair to question Kyle Shanahan as to why he did not challenge that. And I will show you guys a clip of what Kyle Shanahan said. Let me know if you guys, hopefully you guys can hear the audio okay.
Because the replay we saw didn't definitely show that. They actually we saw one up on the scoreboard. I was going to throw one anyways, just to hope to take the chances, but they showed one up on the scoreboard that didn't have all the angles you guys saw, and that looked like a catch. And so we don't want to waste the timeout, which we definitely would have if we didn't see that. But then I heard they got a couple other angles, and you guys end up seeing later that it was.
All right. So that was Kyle Shanahan's reasoning for not challenging that Devontae Smith catch, no catch in that first drive. For one, he said he didn't get a good view of it. He only had what they were showing there at the stadium, which that's one advantage, or sorry, that's one disadvantage of being the visiting team, right? You're not going to get a favorable replay on the big screen. And so Kyle had to depend on either someone, you know, upstairs seeing it from another angle, or just maybe just instincts. I do understand some people were like, well, if the Eagles are trying to hustle to get the next playoff, that should be a red flag right there. He should have just called a challenge right then and there, because that was one clue that they knew they didn't get the catch. That's fair also. I completely understand that. I also understand the standpoint of saying, why are you protecting your timeouts so heavily? I mean, in the first half. So I understand the questions. Okay. Again, it was absolutely fair to question Kyle for not challenging that. It is also fair to question Kyle Shanahan for putting Tyler Kroft in the situation of having to block Hassan Reddick, who is the Eagles' best defensive lineman, one of the best defensive linemen in the league. But you know what? Injuries are a part of football, and I'm choosing not to blame Kyle Shanahan for Brock's injury. I can blame him for Hassan Reddick, like, absolutely demolishing Kroft and, you know, getting to Brock, but I'm not going to blame Kyle Shanahan for Brock's injury. I hope you understand the difference. But if you want to blame Kyle Shanahan for that, fine. And you know, I want to apologize, because right after the game, or a little before the game ended, you know, I was tweeting my anger out a little bit, as I'm sure a lot of us were. And, you know, I said it was stupid for anyone to blame any bit of this on Kyle Shanahan. If you want to blame any bit of this on Kyle Shanahan, hey, that's on you. If that helps you sleep at night, hey, that's fine. What helps me sleep at night is not blaming him. So we're going to go about this, you know, however we can to move on from this situation, right, and feel better about the situation. I'm sure there will be more, way more to discuss about all of this throughout this week. Maybe I'll have a change of heart on it. I don't know. But for now, that's just how I feel. You know, I watched this game and I had a hard time figuring out where to place my disappointment. Like, I was watching and I was like, I don't even know what to be angry about. Like, I just didn't know where to place my feelings, because it didn't ever feel like it was just one thing. This was one of those games where it was sort of everything and all at once. It may have been the most unlucky game I think I have ever seen, especially in the playoffs. I've never seen anything quite like that. So yeah, it was just unfortunate. And another unfortunate thing, D'Amico Ryans, you know, all but certainly coached his final game as defensive coordinator for the 49ers. And what the 49ers do after his departure will be another topic for discussion this offseason. And of course, you guys may have heard that Vic Fangio, who had been, you know, rumored and to be an option for the 49ers for defensive coordinator next season, Miami picked him up. So, or at least that's the latest reports right now. Right now, I just feel for D'Amico Ryans and for all of those guys on defense who play their heart out for him and, you know, weren't able to get to the Super Bowl with and for Ryans in this final, you know, hurrah season for D'Amico Ryans here in San Francisco. 49ers, one of the most talented teams in the NFL, made something out of the final pick in the draft. they were not supposed to be here to begin with. Let's just let that sink in, okay? Think about that. Like, seriously, they were not supposed to be in the NFC Championship with Mr. Irrelevant, or what, quote-unquote Mr. Irrelevant. So I just want to say that I am proud of them. I am disappointed in the outcome, of course. Obviously, I want my team to go to the Super Bowl every year. But also every year, the fan base of 31 other teams are going to be disappointed when it's all said and done. And I think the 49ers have a very bright future ahead of them. We have a ton to talk about this offseason, so I'm going to save those topics for then. But I do want to say, I appreciate you guys, you know, supporting me this season. It's been an absolute pleasure to interact with you guys. I've met so many great people, like, through the comments section. And I'll get to some of these comments here. You know, we're going to get through this together. A lot of trauma bonding is going to happen in the next few months. I see you, Akon Miller. You know, you're blowing up the comments. I appreciate you so much. And yeah, hopefully you guys stick around for more content, because 49ers content is year-round. Let's face it. This team has no shortage of content, okay? So hopefully you guys stick around. Hopefully you guys are subscribed. If you aren't yet, please do that. Make sure you like this video. Draft season has officially begun. So let's just, I guess, try to shift our focus. I will be in Mobile, Alabama this week to cover the Senior Bowl. And so I'll be keeping an eye out for a few positions. Right tackle, maybe center, maybe a tight end, because the 49ers clearly need a better tight end too, you know, behind George Kittle, preferably one that could block very well. You guys let me know what else you guys would like me to cover at the Senior Bowl, like what positions you guys are most interested in the comments. And of course, like I said, I'm flying out there tomorrow. So starting Tuesday, I'll be at the practices. So there will be more coverage on this channel regarding the Senior Bowl, because again, draft season has begun, like I said. So we're gonna keep it moving. We move, all right? It is okay. But we're gonna get through this together. I promise you that. And let me get to some of these comments here. I appreciate all you guys. Sean Sullivan says, you can't blame bad luck. It was a confluence of events. If not for Brock, we should have been out of contention back at the Dolphins game. Yes, 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 and yes. Agree with everything you just said, Sean. That's exactly how I feel. Like, I was watching the game and I was like, this is just the most unlucky game I think I've ever watched in my life. Like, what, how do I feel about this? It was just that. I mean, and yeah, without Brock, the 49ers wouldn't even be there. So, yeah, that's a good one. Akon says, I'm sick. Me too, buddy. Me too. Defense played great except for the penalties. Yeah, I mean, obviously the penalties did hurt. They definitely did hurt the 49ers. I mean, I think regardless of the penalties, this would have been an uphill battle, but I get it. You know, I feel like if it wasn't the penalties, it would be something else, but I get it. The penalties did suck. Oregon Life says, when Kyle saw the Eagles offense hurry after that fourth down catch, he should have known that something was up and threw the challenge flag. I agree with that. I do agree with that. So I know, you know, I'm saying, like, I'm not blaming Kyle, but I do agree that, you know, when the Eagles did try to hurry up, that should have been a red flag to him. And he should have thrown that little red pouch on the floor, because, yeah, I agree that it should have been a challenge at that point. HGAR Harry, my brother-in-law, he says, I've never seen a team lose all their quarterbacks to injuries. That just doesn't happen. Yeah, can we talk about that for a second? That's not normal. That does not happen. Much less is it normal for a team to go through three of their quarterbacks and get to the NFC Championship, right? That doesn't happen. So I don't know what it is about the 49ers and their quarterbacks. They can't stay healthy. They just can't. And I don't know. I don't know. I know a lot of people blame it on Kyle, but it's like, you can't blame Kyle on the way players are tackled or the way they're hit. You know, like, that is just football. Like, it just seems like the most unlucky stuff I have ever seen. And I don't know what it is. They got to figure something out about that. And I think part of the reason we're going to hear a lot of Tom Brady, the 49ers talk, which I think is a little ridiculous, right? But we're going to hear it all offseason. I think part of the reason that we will hear it and people who will talk about it will try to make the case for it is because Tom Brady has been pretty durable throughout his career. He hasn't really gotten hurt. So that would be the one plus, I guess, of Tom Brady. But I don't know how I feel about that one just yet. But again, we have all season. All offseason, talk about it. Oregon Life says, Huff, making that personal foul when Hurts was out of bounds was stupid, plus other silly defensive penalties. Yeah, I mean, they definitely started to shoot themselves in the foot, you know, on defense. It just all started to kind of unravel at the same time. Some of those flags or those penalties were like, yeah, I know it was, you could call it a penalty, but most of the time they won't call them. Like, they just let them play and they were just calling everything for a bit there. And it just kind of spiraled and snowballed for the defense for sure. Oregon Life says this was surely the most ugly loss I've been in ever, I think. Wow. Ugly loss? Yeah, it was definitely ugly. Like, it was hard to watch. It was hard to watch at times. I couldn't even watch the entire like fourth. I just couldn't physically do it. So, you know, that's how ugly it was. Akon Miller says the defense totally contained Jalen Hurts. They did. And that's what makes it so frustrating, because the thought to myself was like, man, the defense playing good. If Brock Purdy's out there, who knows what the outcome would have been. Like, and so that's gonna rack my brain, like, for the next few weeks, right? The what ifs, those are the ones that kill you. But Oregon Life says, but nonetheless, great season. I'm glad we found out that we got a stud QB for next year. Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? We just got to really hope that UCL injury for Brock Purdy does not require surgery, because then it's going to open up another can of worms for the quarterback controversy this entire offseason. I had enough of that last year. So I really hope that Brock Purdy is okay, because we don't need any more questions around the quarterback position when it comes to the 49ers. I would really just like it to be clear cut, you know, and I'd feel good if it's just Lance and Purdy going into next season. But of course, like I said, if Purdy has, if his injury requires surgery, suddenly you're going to need a third guy, because Lance and Purdy would look like question marks if they're both coming off, you know, serious surgeries. So, but again, oh my God, we got all off season to talk about that. Akon Miller says we needed someone on our side to advocate a call. Like you said, someone upstairs, they see that too. Yeah, I mean, talking about the missed challenge call on the Devontae Smith catch, no catch. Yeah, that would have been nice, right? But a lot of the times they're going off of the replay that's at the stadium. So the way Kyle Shanahan described it, they didn't show any angle that was clear that he did not have possession. So until after, it was too late. Yeah. Harry says definitely need to strengthen that offensive line, though. I absolutely agree. That's something I'm going to be looking at the Senior Bowl. Offensive linemen. I would love for the 49ers to have the best offensive line in the NFL next season. Definitely would like them to be in the top five of offensive lines next year. Can you imagine? Could you imagine what they would do with that? Yeah. And, you know, they have good pieces. Trent Williams, obviously, still the best left tackle in the game. Spencer Burford and Aaron Banks, this was their first year as starters. Burford, even a rookie. I mean, those guys are going to get better, okay? So the question marks for me, Jake Brendel, Mike McGlinchey, right? Are those guys going to be back next year? Are those guys going to be the starters next year? Lots of questions, right? So, again, things to discuss this offseason. Some random Patriots fan in the comments here says Purdy getting injured ruined that game for San Fran. Yeah, I mean, it did. It's hard to recover when your starting quarterback goes out. And because of what Brock Purdy had done, you know, in his all of his starts, like, yeah, it was really hard. That's insurmountable for this team to, you know, move forward with without him there. So, yeah, it changed everything. And so that's what's so unfortunate. The 49ers always prove people wrong each year, but can't finish the job. Yeah, I think that's what stings to me, too. The fact that they were on a 12-game win streak. Maybe one of the best defenses this franchise has ever seen. Ever. And to go out like that, it just really, yeah, that really stings. And so Akon says, totally frustrating. Some random Patriots fan also says, if Jimmy G and Purdy can be successful with this offense, Brady, even washed up, can get things done. I'm sure that's what Brady thinks. I mean, yeah. Sure, yeah. I'll have to think about it. I need to think about this a little bit more, okay? My head's not there yet. I'm not thinking about the quarterback situation next year. I guess I'm going to have to now. I have no choice. But I was still hoping that I can push it off for as long as possible. But look. Random Anton said, our run game still worked. Hurts started running on you guys once the defense got tired. I'm surprised at how well you guys played the pass. Yeah, I agree. Like, the defense was holding up. It just, once it started unraveling, it really just snowballed from there. And of course, on the defensive side, also because they were on the field for so long, you know, they were having a lot of minutes out there, hard to defend the run as the game goes on. So, but yeah, no, I was impressed with how they came out. If Brock Purdy had stayed healthy in this game, I have no doubt the defense would have kept on with that throughout the game, because with Brock, they would have probably been able to sustain drives a little bit better. So, yeah, we'll see. Fabio Sanchez, my brother here, says, thank you for your content, dedication, hard work covering 2022 Niners season. Thank you so much. And thank you guys for tuning in always. We got 22 people here. Make sure you guys like this video. I appreciate all you guys. Content will not stop, all right? This is just one little speed bump, right? And we'll get back to more 49ers content. There'll be plenty this offseason, plenty. Zach Sancho says, they only had 260 yards of offense. Yeah, you're talking about the Eagles, right? I believe they only had like a little over 100 passing yards, or like 170-something passing yards. That's it. So considering that, like, man, this defense was actually balling despite everything else. But yeah, the run, once the Eagles started running, that was hard to contain after everything else that had already happened. So, but yes, the 49ers defense did a good job. It's not going to be talked about, you know, outside of 49ers circles, but yeah, it was a good effort. But look, I appreciate all you guys being in here, spending your Sunday night with me, trying to process this together as a group. And, you know, I've said everything I needed to say. I hope that you guys don't take this loss, you know, too harshly. You didn't play the game, but I know it hurts. It hurts me dearly. And, you know, we'll just get back at it. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your Sunday night. Make sure you guys like this video if you have not yet. I appreciate it. Once again, I will be, I might go live at some point tomorrow. I'm not sure because I'll be traveling. But Tuesday, I'll definitely be going live because I'll have all that Senior Bowl content for you guys. And yeah, I'm interested to know who you guys think the 49ers should have an eye on in the draft, or what positions you would want the 49ers to address in the draft. Very curious. Let me know in the comments, and I'll take a look at some of those position groups when I'm out there at the Senior Bowl. All right, guys, have a good rest of your Sunday night. Hope you can sleep well tonight, and peace.